The NT's Chief Minister Adam Giles has caused controversy with his remarks on Facebook about so-called rogue youth. He said, "We give them every chance, but they still break into our homes, smash up our cars and cause trouble." The Chief Minister has proposed changes to the Territory's Bail Act that removes bail in certain circumstances. The NT has the highest prison population in the country, 86% of which is Indigenous. Advocacy groups are outraged by the proposal given efforts to decrease incarceration rates in the region, as the NT's Law Society President Taz Leveris explains to Lauren Smith.
The proposal is to introduce presumptions against bail for both juveniles and adults that are charged with certain offences. So if a person is charged with offences in a prescribed category and they've got a history that fits within a prescribed category, then that person will be presumed to not get bail. If they beat the presumption, that is, if they can convince a court that they should get bail, the requirement is that the court must make electronic monitoring of the person a condition of their bail.
Why did the Chief Minister single out juveniles in particular in relation to these proposed changes?
It was an interesting one, because what happened was that the Chief Minister made a social media post saying that the government was sick of a small group of juveniles in particular that continue to commit offences whilst they are on bail, and that the government would introduce these changes to the bail laws to apply to juveniles. When the bill was introduced into the parliament, it was only 8 days later, it had developed considerably in that the bill as introduced now applies to both juveniles and adults. So it applies to anybody who is before the court who meets the criteria that they've set as to who they should apply to.
These laws will probably lead to increased incarceration rates. So how does this fit within the Northern Territory's justice target, which aim to reduce incarceration rates?
It's a good point, because the community is certainly worried about crime in the Northern Territory, and we're particularly worried here about our incarceration rates, especially our Indigenous incarceration rates, which are wildly disproportionate across the world. It is alarming. There's been no shortage of descriptive words attached to it, from embarrassing, alarming, and the works. But the problem is that jail will not reduce crime. It has no deterrent effect on new crime, and it has no deterrent effect on existing people in the justice system. It actually just ends up costing the community substantially more financially and socially. It also is unnecessarily punitive, and where we have justice targets, which have been commended, part of that justice targets is a wholesale review that's being conducted at the moment into the justice system, and it is therefore very premature that the government should be introducing measures which will doubtlessly increase the prison population prior to the release of the review, prior to consultation on the review, and prior to the recommendations being considered and a strategy being put into place, which will inevitably require a whole of community, whole of government response to the very complex issue of our escalating incarceration rate in the Northern Territory.
What is the Northern Territory Law Society's position on a potential solution, if not these harsher bail laws?
A greater investment up front in things like diversionary programs, in things like juvenile therapies, which all have a more proven positive impact in reducing crime.
President of the NT Law Society, Taz Leveris, speaking to Lauren Smith.